And the hearing was before the Subcommittee on Federal Workforce, Postal Service, and the District of Columbia. And it was really kind of looking at an examination of the current state of the federal workforce. So it was Mr. Berry's first role in front of Congress, and interesting. I think he brought a very interesting light on things, or put a very interesting light on things. He came in saying that, you know, certainly there are things that are working well. There are also things that are working not so well. One of the things that I think was most interesting is that he said certainly this is not a new issue for him. Other OPM directors have had to face this and have met some levels of success and maybe haven't fully accomplished all that they've set out for. Most interesting, probably, Chris, in terms of his assessment of why things have worked or why things haven't worked, is that oftentimes we tend to look at problems, and I think this is not only from an OPM perspective, but just a course of human nature, is that we look at the whole shebang, rather than taking out bits and pieces of it. And when you look at the whole shebang, oftentimes what happens is it's too daunting and it's too complex to actually change. If we can look at the pieces that really make a difference and spend some concerted time, effort, and resources on that, we will be much further ahead.
It does end up being, it can be, you look at the whole kit and caboodle, and there are so many issues out there, but you take individual ones. And are there any recommendations on where he might start or where you might recommend that he starts?
Well, I think, you know, in general, one of the things that he did look at, you know, the partnerships president and CEO Max Steyer testified as well. One of the places that Mr. Berry did indicate that he was going to start is saying, you know, frankly, his comment was that when it comes to government's recruiting efforts, we have a great tool belt within federal government, but we don't have a whole lot of tools in it. And that's one place that needs to start, where we need to start, is we need to get better. As we've talked before, Chris, right now, for a number of reasons, recruiting for the federal government may actually be a little bit easier than it has been in the past. More people interested in service. Not a delightful economy that we're dealing with. But that both of those things will change. And when they change, government has to be prepared to move forward and still be able to compete with everyone else. So I think that's one of the places that he thinks we need to focus on. It's not simply the recruiting piece, though, that he's focused on. Which
I think, just on that point, I think we've talked about, you know, they probably need to, even people aren't, particularly young people, aren't going to want to wade through the amount of stuff that they have to wade through. And even, you know, usajobs.gov is wonderful, but it's still... It just doesn't grab people the way, and the job descriptions are still very clunky. Those kinds of things seem still like low-hanging fruit to me, but, you know, real opportunities.
And that's really where Director Berry actually started out, is saying, I think one of his quotes was that the job announcements right now appear to be that they're written in a language from the lost city of Atlantis. I think that was the other kind of enlightenment in Director Berry's testimony as well, is he did bring some levity to the conversation that wasn't an attempt to not be serious, but I think he put it in terms that people could understand and actually could relate with. So again, as it comes to the job announcements, he said that's the first face for most individuals' contact with the federal government. If that's what they're seeing is a language that they don't understand, we're in real trouble. So I think he really is looking at where are those low-hanging pieces of fruit that we can pick off and actually gain real advantage long term. So I think, again, you know, we were really pleased with what he did have to say. He certainly focused not only on the tactical issues that need to be done, but also some of the strategy that needs to be done as well. And I think again, we'll have to see how all of this moves forward, but some very encouraging testimony, I think.
But in addition to that, there's looking at the whole workforce overall, and do you have the right people in the right places and the flexibilities there to make sure that the jobs that these folks are doing are most focused on accomplishing the missions of their particular agencies?
Chris, as always, you're right in that.
That's right, always.
As we've talked before, you know, it isn't simply just getting people in the door. Government can get people in the door. The question is, are we getting the right people in the door? And then once they're in the door, are we actually engaging them in substantive work that moves the mission of the organization forward, engages them so that they feel like their experience is both rewarding and satisfying so that they stay there as well? And I think, again, you know, there are a lot of things that have to change. Director Barry really said, you know, let's really do our due diligence up front and see where we can focus a lot of our time and effort right now, not only on the low-hanging fruit, but some of those really substantial changes that need to be made. But let's focus on the ones that make the biggest difference, and let's try to move forward from there. And I think, you know, Max Steyer, and I really think he's right in this, is that we really are potentially in a once-in-a-lifetime situation here as it relates to an opportunity to revitalize our federal government. And if we don't take advantage of this time and place right now, we have missed a huge, huge opportunity, and one that will continue to haunt us for generations to come.